Are we going with the same intro?
What, you want a different
this
one?
This is Dubas's team.
Get me like a small violin playing.
Small violin playing?
Yeah.
Okay. Some, here
something
you go.
Somber.
Here you go.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Leafs cast.
Accurately representative of how we're feeling.
The Maple Leafs.
All right, stop this. This is dumb. No, stop. We lost. We suck. We lost. We lost. We're losers. We're not winning anything. We lost. No music. No anything. No jokes. This is just it. We're here and we're sad and that's it. Goodbye.
Ryan, you're upset. I get the sense that you're upset. I mean, holy smokes, this team. You know, what a frustrating loss. 7-3 is the final score in Tampa for game four. I'd love to know your guys' thoughts. My voice is a little bit struggling after the heroics of game three. And then the Leafs turn around and hand us this.
Man, it was like the highs and the lows. Like, they were so good, like, after the last game. And they just didn't show up. Not a single player came to play tonight, top to bottom. Despicable. I don't care that William Nylander got two goals. He was loafing it the first two periods. I don't know what it was when he scored. But it's like, just embarrassing. Top to the bottom, they should be embarrassed.
You know, you say...
Well, I'm embarrassed to call myself a Leaf fan.
You say that no Leaf players showed up. I actually highly disagree. I think that that was the entire Leafs team showing up. And that's just who the Leaf team is. I have absolutely bottomed out on my confidence level of this team. I do not think we're going to win the series. Maybe we'll make it to game seven. That would be kind of fun, but I don't think so. I think we're just going to lose the next couple games because this is who we are. We're a team that does not close it out. We're a team that does not have that stupid killer instinct that we hear about every single year. This is it. This is who we are. We're a team that loses. And the first few games, it was folly.
I disagree with both of you jabronis. I mean, like, I'm frustrated and really mad at the Leafs' performance and how things went tonight. But, like, I looked up at the TV. I don't know. What was it? It was about 10 minutes into the game and the Maple Leafs are down.
3-0.
But I look up about, you know, 6 minutes in the game, Leafs are down 2-0. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, we're going to have to score two more goals than the Tampa Bay Lightning over the next, you know, 55 minutes. Like, is this even possible at all? But it was just like those first, like it was like, that's such a tough thing mentally to overcome. I know that we talk about the Leafs and like they, you know, struggle to come back from that, but like so many teams would struggle to come back from being down as what they were as early as they were. And like, I know that Steven Stamkos goal started off with a bad giveaway, but like that I don't blame Jack Campbell on, and the Pierre-Edouard Belmar goal, like that was just like a wacky bounce. That was like three wacky bounces in a row off Jake Muzzin's stick, off of Campbell's stick right into the slot. And it's just like a whack that Campbell's not going to get. So it's just like coming back from that. Like I guess what I'm saying is like, I don't completely not have faith in this team. It was really disheartening though to see the second period.
No.
Yeah. We're
you're
just
wrong.
Like, didn't
yeah,
quite have
I see-
Sorry.
What?
I was going to say, like, yeah, the Leafs just didn't quite have that bounce back that you'd expect in the second period. I mean, I would kind of disagree. Yes, there were some bounces, but, like, just inexcusable goals being let in by Campbell. Like, yes, the defense were weak all around. The forwards weren't back-checking, but we needed saves, and we did not get saves.
No, it's ridiculous. Well, this is where you come back to that stupid series against Montreal last year where we looked dominant, absolutely dominant after game four. We were up 3-1 in the series. We won 4-0. And it's just like, yes, this is it. We are just going to keep winning. We're going to go all the way. And we sucked in game five, and we sucked in game six, and we sucked in game seven. And now here we are looking pretty good, 2-1 against the defending champs. And we sucked this game. That was the worst playoff showing I've ever seen from any team in my entire life. And maybe that's recency biased. I don't know. But it does not get worse than that. You cannot tell me a single excuse from that game. It was horrible, top to bottom. Absolutely horrible.
I saw a stat that said, like, the Leafs in the Matthews era, when they're like trailing the series, were like 7 wins and 3 losses, and the series even were like 7 wins and 10 losses. But like when we're leading the series, we are 1-8.
Yep.
Like if we're up in the series, we've won once in the past 6 years. I mean, so put all that being said, if we're on a spectrum, I am ahead of Ryan because I was like five minutes into this game, I saw that the Leafs all decided just to lay an egg. And I said, all right, this game's a write-off. We basically don't have to watch the rest. They might have a different team show up next game. It's best 2 out of 3. But the game as a whole was a total write-off. The Leafs decided not to show up.
I just feel like I've seen this team. We've all seen this team have losses like this and then come back the next game. And like, it's not like just this compounding loss after loss after loss. I worry a lot about the mental edge that the Lightning got on the Leafs after this game. Like, that's the thing that I worry about, that like, that they're just going to be in their own head. And like, but I don't doubt that like the skill on this team that like won the first, the two games that they already won in this series is still there. And the team that won more games than the Lightning this regular season was there. And like, I don't think Jack Campbell's just going to go into like a shell and suck for the rest of the series. But like the mental edge I was worried, cause I was a little bit pissed off yesterday. I know this is stupid, but like I was pissed off when I heard, what's the Tampa coach? John Cooper. He's kind of calling out Jack Campbell a little bit, saying like, oh, you know, we got 7 goals against him in the last 2 games. So if we got a 3.5 goals against average, I think we're going to be fine against these guys. Like kind of disrespecting the Leafs a little bit, you know, despite the fact that, you know, they're, you know, playing like Leafs have home ice advantage for the series. And I was just a little bit pissed off like that, like another coach is kind of calling out our team like that. I felt like Sheldon Keefe wouldn't do a thing like that. So I was hoping that the Leafs are going to come out here and just beat the piss out of the Lightning, and the Lightning just beat the piss out of us. So they talked smack, and then they backed it up and like just completely owned us. I mean, it's probably like the second or third worst playoff loss so far of the playoffs for, you know, for every team. Go ahead. I'm rambling.
I was gonna say, well, like I feel even the game one where we won like 5-0, I felt that was, maybe this is just pure rose colored glasses, but like, we were good in that game. Tampa was good, but we were just better, and just like the bounces went our ways on like crazy penalties. This one, we might as well have been the Arizona Coyotes out there. Like, just these guys are like ridiculous that they consider themselves hockey players and competitors. Cause like, you can go out there and do that. They were not hustling. They were losing every single puck battle. They were having no coordination of the passes. And what, like, do they not recognize that this is the playoffs? Clearly not. Like, these games matter, and they maybe they all just had William Nylander's bad sushi for lunch, and they're just idiots. Or maybe we're the idiots for seeing the same thing for 6 years and expecting something different.
It's just, how can you?
I didn't want to believe what you said, Tim. I saw your message. I saw Tim's message, right, when he's like, it's a write-off. And, you know, I was a little opposite to what I was saying before, but I was like, okay, we're down, you know, 3-0, but there's still 43 minutes of hockey left. Let's get to work, right? Like, it's the NHL, but it's just like, it's almost impossible to believe that this team can come back from things like that. So you just have to start. You have to start right. You can't have goals like that. The Belmar goal go in early. You can't put yourself in these situations because then team just completely fears.
When I saw after game three, or not after, at near the end of game three, when we had the lead, Tampa was making the push and the Leafs held on, and they battled through it and they got the win. And even in game two, when we were so far behind and the Leafs still made a push at the end, I foolishly started to believe that this team is different. Maybe we do have that mental fortitude. Maybe we do have that maturity. But there's no way after seeing that performance that you can look at me and say, this is the team that can close out a series in game 5, in game 6, in game 7, whatever it is, and win. No, that's not what this team's going to be able to do. We're going to choke it away. It doesn't matter if we win the next game. It doesn't matter if we lose the next game. We're not going to be able to close this out. It's so disappointingly frustrating, and I don't know what the answer is. We've changed the bodies. We've changed the coach. It's just so much has changed over the past 5 years, and it's the same result, and it's so predictable. I can't stand it. I'm fuming at how just irritating this is to be a Leafs fan. It's just like another year of misery. It might as well be Boston we're playing.
I hate to just like silence your critique of the team, right? But it's 2-2. Like, it's an even series.
No, it's not. You're wrong. We played great in game one, and Tim, you're wrong. Tampa played poorly in game one. They weren't good. They played poor. Tampa outplayed us in game two. They outplayed us in game three, despite us getting the win. And now here they are, just like, we're their dog's breakfast in the next game. Like, we're the worst team here. It's, you say it's 2-2. It's not. We're lucky it's 2-2. That's what the score sheet says, but it's not. And Tampa knows it's not. They know that they're better than us, and they're going to hand us another loss here and then another loss and move on. Business as usual for them and business as usual for us.
Oh, like, calm down, Ryan. No. It is 2-2. We still have home team advantage in the series. No. Yes, I see Tampa's stat of like they haven't lost back-to-back games for however many years. And they don't need to lose. If we just keep alternating games back and forth, we are going to win the series.
Yeah,
but it takes is the team that shows up in games one and game three. I wouldn't say it's hard to say in game three that they outplayed us, because obviously up 3-0, you play differently than when you're down. But these guys just need to say, like, do they want to win the playoffs or do they want to go golfing? And we'll find out next game.
Yeah, we will. I know what the answer is going to be. Clearly, you guys haven't figured that out yet.
I just feel like Rye needs a night and maybe two nights to kick it on this team, because I feel like Tim, myself, and probably the majority of the Leafs Nation, and hopefully the Maple Leafs, are going to go to bed tonight and wake up tomorrow and probably still be a little bit upset, and then wake up on Tuesday with a sense of optimism, because it's still hockey, and these are still some of the best players in the world. I mean, the Leafs have essentially the MVP on their team, and let's just get to work. Like, I'm not going to say that I'm like so confident in a team that's lost what, five playoff series in a row in the first round, but I'm not going to say that I think they're a dead man walking at 2-2 with home ice advantage over the next three games.
So one thing we should talk about is next game, what is changing? Because they are definitely going to change. Like, I think Hall's giveaway on game one, inexcusable. I took him out of the lineup immediately. Like, when Liljegren was playing well enough in game one, I think he's back in. And you can bring Simmons back in. Spezza certainly hasn't been a difference maker in the past couple of games. But are there any other personnel changes we can make at this point, or is it just with the lines, you think?
Well, it's frustrating to watch John Tavares just, it's so frustrating. I've been saying this since the first, the second game, but just like, what are we doing here? Like, this man's our captain, and it's just like this, he's when the team's doing bad, he's at the worst of it. So it's just like, but what do you do, right? He played 13 minutes tonight. It's essentially the same or less than David Kampf every single night. It's almost just like I don't know, change things up and just like get drastic with it? Well, okay, I guess that's the question. Do you guys get drastic with it? Maybe Ryan needs to sit this one out, but Tim, do you get drastic with it with line changes? Like, or do you keep the lines the same but change how often they're playing?
I don't know. Like, I thought about it and said, like, is this when we split up Matthews and Marner? Like, that, I mean, it's kind of hard to say, but this is now, I guess, no, I can't even keep track of who scored when, but this is now, like, Matthews hadn't scored in a couple games. Marner, I mean, no one looked good tonight. I wonder if you split them up a little bit, like, see how it goes. It's hard to say, because I do think this tonight was just 180 degrees different than what we've seen for a while, which is why we had so much hope that this team was different. And this is very much a class. So, like, part of me just wants to 100% write off this game and pretend it didn't happen. But I don't know.
I think
on the other hand, Matthews and Marner, like, that was that got us here.
I think splitting up Matthews and Marner can't be done until we're, you know, at facing elimination. I think you have to go into the next game with the same lines. I think you put Bunting back on that top line. I think he just provides a level of like agitation to the guys that he's up against. He's clearly under their skin. So I know he's not 100% healthy, but I think you put him up there as much as you can and maybe like mix that in. And then your third line is now your second line. Because, like, I don't think that, like, right now the answer is to reward John Tavares's just, like, piss poor play with one of the best players on the team, right? And just say, like, all right, now you get the old guy going. Like, no, John Tavares, you make $11 million a year. Get to freaking work. Like, I can't with this idea that, like, he's going to get rewarded with some different line mates, because, like, he doesn't make anybody look better right now. So it's just like, if we're going to be a one-line team, let's be a really, really good one-line team.
Father Time changed his gaze from upon Muzzin to upon Tavares. Like, he looks slow. He's great, like, fighting for the puck down there, but anything that involves skating, it's just he's
since game one, Matthews and Marner have not looked too dominant. Like, game two and four obviously are ridiculous, but even in game three, it was like our bottom end of our lineup that were providing the offense, and Matthews Marner got a few chances here and there, but they spend most of the game playing in their own end. So I don't think you're wrong to split them up and try some. Listen, at the end of the day, if you're not getting it from Matthews and Marner, you're not getting it from JT and Willie, why would you keep sending them out there? Like we experimented like crazy throughout the whole regular season. Let's make the change. Let's, like, take advantage of that experimentation and shake something up. I don't know. It's clearly not working. Clearly some statement needs to be made. Yeah, Tim, I agree. Spets is going to be out, probably Simmons, or maybe the bonehead Clifford's going to be back in, but it's not that's going to win you any games. It's Matthews Marner, JT Nylander. Like, those guys need to step it up and be difference makers.
I mean, if they change the lines, it'll be different lines every single game, right? Like, we were saying at the beginning of it, right? Like, or maybe this is in the preview, right? To, like, get them right and just kind of stick with it. And even after the games that we win, the lines change every single time. So, like, I don't know. I'm going to say that, yeah, like, I disagree with you guys and I want to keep Matthews and Marner together, but I really don't want to go down 2-3 against Tampa Bay Lightning. So, like, if that's what it takes to get it right, like, it's not like if they, you know, if we win the series on the back of Matthews and Marner not playing on the same line, that we can't just put them back on the same line going into the next series, right? Like, because that's obviously our best group. And then that's always something you can fall back on if things aren't going well in game five. But,
The team clearly has it. Like, they can go out there and win the next game. Like, I honestly wouldn't even be shocked if they come out in game five and just dominate the Lightning and play really well and get the win. It's just like this team just to me is so clearly the exact same problems as years past. We don't have that stupid killer instinct and it's not going to take us anywhere. So yeah, I guess I'm still hopeful for this team. I'm hopeful that we get it done in the next game and are able to bounce back. Until I see it, though, I'm not a believer. It's too much. This game, it's just too much.
Well, I'm gonna write it off. Tim, are you gonna write it off, or are you?
I'm gonna go throw up.
Okay. Well, I know this was kind of a weird pod, but I hope that the folks listening got something out of it. Misery loves company.
Oh, they're all angry hopefully too.
I was going to say the one other change that, like, I'd contemplate is, like, Labushkin has now not looked good. His one breakaway aside, he has not looked good defensively in, like, three games. I think Brody, and, like, I would say immediately, like, oh, move Brody up with Riley. Like, that's the pair that needs to work. But, like, Muzzin and Brody's actually look good. So it's like, oh, I'd hate to, like, break those guys up. But at the same time, Labushkin on the top pairing, not working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so it's like maybe the big change tomorrow Tuesday that has to happen is go like Riley, Brody, Giordano, Lilligren, and Muzzin Hall.
Hmm.
We'll see. Like Labushkin has not shown that he like deserves to be in the lineup. I guess he hits people, but like every time he has the puck, it's rough.
But we saw it like coming to the end of the season, Labushkin really started to take a step back in the last 10 games or so. Like it's. And I don't know, it's you sometimes see it, you sometimes see what he brings, and obviously you remember from a lot of the regular season, but in the these playoff games, yeah, Tim, I agree, hasn't really impressed.
Then again, Justin Hall certainly hasn't impressed, so
I don't have the answers. Yeah, I mean, I know nobody here does, but it's just
the answer is the best players gotta play like it.
I wish I didn't watch the game tonight.
Nope.
Hope everybody's mom had a good Sunday. Give me a break. All right, wrapping up.
Yep.
I'm sorry, boys. I'm sorry we signed up to do this podcast together. And this is what we're dealing with again. I wish better for us. Sleep well, yep. Leafs Nation. Let's get to work. Put your hard hat on. The work's not done. The MVP still plays for this team. Let's get to work.
Gets announced this week.